This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Both houses of parliament were adjourned for the day today following repeated disruptions by the opposition for the third consecutive day over various issues, including the NEAT paper leak case and student protests. In the Lok Sabha, amid the uproar, the House passed a resolution by voice vote suspending Trinamool Congress MP Kalyan Banerjee for the remainder of the monsoon session. Presiding Officer Krishna Prasad Tenneti said Mr. Banerjee made objectionable and unparliamentary remarks targeting women MPs, which was formally brought to the notice of the chair. Earlier in the day, Speaker Om Birla appealed to opposition members to allow the House to function smoothly and said the government was ready for a discussion on the NEAT issue. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju also reiterated that the government was prepared for a meaningful debate involving all sides under established parliamentary rules and keeping in mind the future of the country's youth. The Rajya Sabha also witnessed repeated disruptions over the NEAT issue and other matters. Speaking in the Upper House, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju accused the Congress of avoiding a debate by imposing fresh conditions, despite the government's willingness to discuss the issue. Leader of the opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, demanded the resignation of the Union Education Minister, saying the discussion could not proceed without it. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has expressed concern over the ongoing protests in Delhi, saying the centre is deeply sensitive to the sentiments and concerns of the youth and is ready to listen and address every concern raised by the students. Mr. Singh was talking to media in New Delhi.
It is deeply unfortunate that some people are trying to use the students and youth of our country as political tools to serve their own political interest. Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, our government is fully committed to fulfilling the aspirations of students and young people and ensuring their welfare. Listening to every concern of students and addressing them is the responsibility of all of us.
The Delhi High Court today sought responses from the centre and Delhi police on alleged use of excessive force against protesters marching to Parliament on Monday. The court gave 4 weeks to the authorities to file their replies. The matter would be heard next on the 11th of September this year. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said rail safety has been strengthened through modern technology, infrastructure and enhanced maintenance. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Vaishnav said the expenditure on safety-related activities has increased from around 39,000 crore rupees in 2013-14 to over 1,20,000 crore rupees in 2026-27. President Draupadi Murmu today unveiled a bust of Mahatma Gandhi at the Museum of the City of Skopje in North Macedonia. Addressing the gathering, the president said Mahatma Gandhi's ideals of dialogue, compassion and peaceful coexistence remain highly relevant in a world facing conflict, intolerance and division. In Jammu and Kashmir, a policeman was killed today in a terrorist attack at the Lal Chowk area of Anantnag district. A search operation is underway to apprehend the terrorists. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Omar Abdullah paid tributes to the slain policeman and assured that those responsible would be brought to justice. In Sikkim, rescue teams have traced 8 more bodies inside the under-construction tunnel at Samardung in Namchi district. However, the bodies could not be retrieved. Officials said poor visibility and methane gas leakage have made the rescue operation highly challenging. So far, 13 bodies have been recovered. The government has disabled 50 OTT platforms for public access in the country in the last 2 years for displaying obscene content. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, said the government regularly takes action against such intermediaries and OTT platforms based on complaints. In China Open badminton, double Olympic medalist PV Sindhu advanced to the second round of women's singles after defeating compatriot Unnati Huda in a round of 32 clash at Changzhou this afternoon. In the men's singles, Ayush Shetty defeated world number 11 Alvi Farhan of Indonesia to reach the round of 16. And with that, we end this news bulletin.